Speak not thou in thine heart, after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out from before thee, saying, For my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations the Lord doth drive them out from before thee. Not for thy righteousness, or for the uprightness of thine heart, dost thou go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand therefore, that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people.
The blessings of God are not bestowed on us because of our righteousness, but by grace and because of His love towards us. We are alive only by His mercy, and we should ever be grateful. Let us not be like Nebuchadnezzar, who declared, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom, by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Friend, that money, it's not your hard-earned money. It is the Lord's. Do not boast about what you have acquired through hard work or because of your faithfulness to God. We have all sinned and do not deserve the blessings of God upon us, but in His mercy and love He blesses the works of our hands. Whenever we act in faith in His word, He blesses even more. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgments, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. May the Lord grant us grace to humbly recognize that the blessings we receive are from Him.